Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Simin Shin Samach Vav, and we're in the middle of Sif Gimel. We had read the entire Ramah yesterday, but we'll quickly go over it and do the Mishnah Berurahs, which we did not do. So the Ramah is telling us over here, in terms of where you place your Erev Chatzeros, he says, the Minog was, Bisman Hazen, his time already, Laniach HaErev Beis HaKnesses, that they would place the Erev Chatzeros box of matzahs, the pas that they had, to place it in the shul, as opposed to in one of the houses. Yesterday we brought down that you're supposed to put it in the houses, one of the houses that the people living in the Chatzer live in, and that becomes the living place for everybody. Nevertheless, the minhag was to place it in the shul, and the Ramah says, V'chei nogu akadmonim, this was an early custom, and then he explains, V'nirli atam, it appears to me the reasoning is, the eruvim shalanu yeshlam din shituf, because our eruvim chatzeros are really, really a shituf mavayus more than they are an eruv chatzeros. And in a shituf mavayos, it doesn't have to be in a house, it can be anywhere in one of the courtyards, and that is the halacha. And he tells you as well, this will be discussed in Simin Shin Pei Vav and Shin Pei Zayin. That we did yesterday. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurahs. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkotin Chav Tes, the explanation over here that the Ramah gives, V'nir Eli Atam, is Rotz Loma, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the Ramah means to tell us, Afa Pisha Beis HaKnesses Ein Oroi L'Dira Mipnei Kedusha. So even though the shul is not a living place, because of the Kedusha of a shul, people don't live in the shul. Nevertheless, you put the Erev Chatzeros over there, Shari Hadira Hu, Mokam Achila, and even though normally the pas, the bread, the box of matzahs for the Erev Chatzeros should be in the place where they live, because that signifies that that's where they're living, because that's where they eat. V'asu lechol b'beis haknesses, and you can't eat in the shul also, unless, im lo halom dimsham, for certain people that are learning there all the time, they're allowed to eat in the shul, but otherwise we normally don't eat in the shul, like we already learned, k'mo shekasuv v'simen kufnun aleph in the halachos of b'beis haknesses. Nevertheless, the Ramah explains, mikol makom yesh l'kayim haminog, we do establish this minog as being the correct minog to place the Erev Chatzeros in the shul. K'moshim Messiah, as the Ramah himself concludes, She'ruv m'shalonu yeshlem din shituf v'mavos, because it's technically not an Erev Chatzeros, it's really a shituf mavoyos, which is da'inu shekol ha'chatzeros v'abatim shebemavoy mishtatim yachad be'erv zeh, that each of the separate courtyards are coming together in the mavoy, and therefore it's really what we call a shituf mavoyos and not an Erev Chatzeros. V'shituf mavoyos ein tzarich lahanicho klal b'veiz dira. The halacha is that you don't have to put a shituf mavoyos in a house, it can be anywhere in the yards or in the mavoy. Rak shei b'mokom mishtamer levad, it has to be in a place that is protected, but it doesn't have to be in a dwelling place, as we will learn, and that's what the Ramah alluded to, k'mo shekosu b'simen shin pei vav. So therefore that explains why it's acceptable to put it into a shul. The issue footnote number 39 brings down another reason from the Prima Gadim. And he says, Sha'adif loniach ha'se'er b'beis ha'knesses, it's actually preferable to place it in the shul, mishum kishmanicho b'bayis. If you put it in the house, yesh lochush, shema b'bein ha'shmashos, yesh ha'meis. Maybe somebody will die, rachmona l'tzlan, and during the b'bein ha'shmashos, the kohanim will not be able to enter into that house and get the bread. And therefore, the Erev will not be acceptable for them because they can't go there. And it will, in turn, ruin it for everybody else. As opposed to in the shul, there is nobody that's going to be dying over there. He also points to and alludes to that in the next footnote, Dear Shu footnote number 40, he brings down additional reasons from the Evan HaOzer, Ayin Shum, in the first paragraph in Dear Shu footnote number 40. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschel V'nirli Atam, has a question. He brings down from the Bach, Kivan de be'erev zeh ma'arvin kol abatim shel dira, the have erev v'shituf b'yachad. If this is in fact both the shituf mavoyos and an erev chatzeros, so then how come you still don't have to put it into the house from the erev chatzeros point of view? Badi de tzorach l'anicho b'veiz dira v'lo b'bati ha'knesses. So he brings down that the Vilna Gaon answers this question, and he says, the habatim nitorim mitam migu, because if you're saying over here that it works for the chatzeros into the mavoy, so then it also works from the bottom into the chatzeros. Ayin Shom for the rest of this discussion. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Lamed. Ulefize, based upon what we just said in the Ramah, Shein Beis HaKnesses Nechshel LeBeis Dira, that you don't need to have the shul to be the Beis Dira for this to work. Chashvinon LeRak KeChotzer HaShutvim, it's viewed as being a chotzer, the shul, that is. Umutu L'talto Mimena L'chotzer HaCheres B'li Erev Chatzeros. So he has somewhat of a paradox over here, that if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, since the shul is not considered a Beis Dira, but the shul is considered like a chotzer, you could actually carry from the shul into the chotzer, and from the chotzer into the shul, even if you don't have a Erev Chatzeros, because the Kol HaChatzeros Rishus Achas can more be Simin Shinayim Beis, as we have already learned and we'll learn again, that from a Chatzer to a Chatzer, you are allowed to go and carry without a Erev Chatzeros, as long as you have, in fact, an enclosure. It's only to carry from the houses into the Chatzer and vice versa that you need the Erev Chatzeros. the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chavav, adds over here that this is true, afilu derech ha-movi, even if you're going through a movi over here that's enclosed, and it has a lechi and a korah on it, even though you didn't make a sheet of mavoyos, then you'd be allowed to go and carry over here within the mavoyos and within the chatzer. The lo nasar lehotzi mechatzer lemovi, rak kelim sheshavsu bebayis lo sheshavsu bechatzer. The only problem is you can't take something from the house into the chatzer, into the mavoy, but something that was in the chatzer or the mavoy on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, is allowed to be carried as long as it's physically enclosed, even without a sheet of mavoyos or an Erev Chatzeros. He adds further in the Shaar HaTzion Oschav Zayin, the Koshkin, certainly the Mutar Lotzi Mibeis HaKnesses L'Chatzer Gufa, you can take from the shul into the Chatzer, Av Sheyesh Beis Dira Achas Shom B'Chatzer, even if there is a house in the Chatzer, because the Beis HaKnesses Lo Nechshav Rak HaChatzer, because as we pointed out, the shul is not considered a house over here, and therefore the one house that's over there doesn't require an Erev Chatzeros, and certainly you can carry from the shul into the Chatzer even without an Erev Chatzeros. Now we go to Sif Dalad. The Mechaber writes, Tzorech Litein Kola Erev, you have to place the entire Erev Chatzeros, the box of matzos over here, Bikli Echad, in one container. Mishabur explains in Sifkot Lamed Aleph, Shari Erev Shemo, the whole idea of an Erev Chatzeros is a blending over here, a mixture, Shemu Yeravim Yachad, that they should all be considered like one. V'menicho B'shnei Kelim, if you put it into two separate utensils, two containers, Nirashay Muflogim, it looks like they're separate, Muchulokim Zemizeh, and apart one from the other. Mishmur continues and writes, V'nira l'chora, the davko im kol echad nosei chelek bo'erev. That's if every person places his own matzah, so to say, in the box of matzahs. Avolim echad mezaka b'yad kulam. If one person's collecting on behalf of everybody else, he's mezaka on their behalf, yochu litno b'shnei chelem. Then he could put it into two different chelem. However, the Mishmur concludes, Ochei midelo iskiru ha-poskim dovezeh. This isn't specifically mentioned by the poskim, so therefore it's mashma, the sfiru l'hu, that the mechaber actually holds, the lo plug rabbonim b'musayiv, that the rabbis did not make such a distinction, and even if the person is mezaka and everybody else, he should put it into one box rather than two separate containers. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'tzaruch in l'maisa, what the halach is, he says, requires further investigation. The issue footnote number 41 brings down, afilu hiniach b'chol kli pas b'shiru haroy l'erev. Even if you have two separate utensils here, each of them has a sufficient shear that it alone could be the full Erev Chatzeros amount. He brings down from the Chacham Tzvi, she'osur. Nevertheless, this is forbidden. V'in orim shekivon shelo hayah kli acher, hari hayah erev kosher. Even though you could argue that even if one kli was totally lost, the other kli was perfectly good on its own, and therefore, one could make the argument, lo mafriya mashachilik es erev l'shnei kelim. It doesn't make any difference that there's two kelim over here. Each one alone is a perfectly good erev. Mikol makom, asru lasus kei mishum maris ayin. You shouldn't do this because of maris ayin. People will think, shiitu v'yachshavu shikmo kein mutal aniach bebeiz batin. If you can make it into two kelim over here in the same house, mistam, you can put it into two kelim in two different houses. And therefore, they may mistakenly think that that would be allowed. And it's not, as the Mechaber continues and tells us, v'im chilku v'nasonu b'shnei kelim ain't no erev. If you put it into two utensils, it's not a good erev. And therefore, you have to put it bedavka in one house, in one keli, l'chatchila. The top Shari Tshuva over here has a very interesting further discussion about this Chacham Tzvi that we just alluded to in Dirshu footnote number 41. And the Shari Tshuva brings down, Shalom an mizeh, we learn from here, the b'shnei batim pshita de'ena erev klom, that if you were to put the erev chatzeres into two separate houses, then it absolutely is no good, according to the Chacham Tzvi. Umicha biyara toim, and he protests against the people that mistakenly placed the bread, the box of matzahs, litin chalas lechem, shal erev chatzeros, b'harbe botekin esios, they put it into every shul in town. Because of shu brochel avatola, umachalin shabbos betiltul. And he says, when they do this, every shul wants to have the erev chatzeros in the shul, so they make multiple erev chatzeros over here in order not to have a machlokas between the shuls. So every shul has a box of matzahs in it that's the erev chatzeros for the town. He says, that's wrong. It's a brochel avatola, it doesn't accomplish anything, and he strongly protests against it. And he adds, shekosav, the afim lo yavaruch alem, even if you're not going to make a brach on everyone, you just make a brach on the real one, and the others will be there, so to say, rak lislosa mishum noi, just to, so to say, beautify the shul, osur, it's still forbidden to do so, kim shederach osa ma'ugos lutlosa m'shem erev, since the purpose of this box of matzahs, these cookies, or whatever it is that you're putting up here as the erev chatzeros, you have to know that people are going to think that that's the real erev chatzeros, so the children are going to make a mistake. Yesh lochush litos hatinoko shizbru shemuta laniach erev b'shnei batim. They'll say, I daven in this shul, there was an erev chatzeros, I daven that shul is an erev chatzeros. Must be that you're allowed to put an erev chatzeros into two different houses, and it's going to lead to a terrible problem, a takola, years down later. He brings down also, oh, Shigam HaGdolim Yitu. Even adults will make that mistake. And therefore, he paskins the Chacham see, also litlos rak uga achas bevesa knesses, achas mikol bote knesil shebeil shem mitzvah erev. Only do this in one shul, in one place. Period. However, he brings down from the Makor Baruch Katan that he holds differently. He says you are allowed to do this. In fact, it's a beautiful custom to put multiple Eruvi Chatzeros in multiple shuls. And he says, furthermore, they should all work, that if one were to actually get lost or eaten or in some way not be usable, in Yipol Echad, Yochem Hasheni, then the other one will be able to be relied upon, Bidiyavid, and therefore you'll never end up carrying by accident inappropriately. And he says, V'gam b'frat, Shekvar Nagu Kain. And he says the fact that people are already doing this, so you don't have to be concerned. Everybody's going to know that this is the custom, and nobody's going to make a mistake and think that you can put an Erev Chatzeros into two houses. However, the Chacham Tzvi disagrees, and he says, you should put it in the biggest shul, so this way it's the biggest pirsum. This way everybody will know that you can do this. And he says, this is what the minhag is. Look around. Dear Shu, footnote number 42 quotes this discussion from the Shari Tshuva, and he brings and adds on over here Lamaisa from the Chazon Ish, who says Shim Lokol Bnei Yair Yesh Chelit B'Chol Eruvim Shemabate Knesios Vaday She'echem Mihem Moel Veinum Is Batel Machmash Asu Ot Eruvim. He passes over here like the Makor Baruch Katan and says that you can do this. There's nothing wrong with doing this, putting an Eruv Chatzeros in every single shul in the town. He brings down also this is the position of Dayin Weisa Sal in the Minchas Yitzchak, based upon the Shalah, the Maril, and the Marshal as well. However, he does point out that if there is a machlokas, unfortunately, in a town, and you have two shuls that are makbid one on the other, and he brings down such happened in the kehila of Patik, where there were shnei kehilo shikpidu lo la'ariv yachad, that they bedavka did not want to make an eruv together. So he says each one ruins it for the other one. Ein eruvam chal. It doesn't work when they're specifically excluding some of the people in the eruv chatzeros. The Mechaber continues and writes, this does work, however, when can you have an Erev Chatzeros in two kelim? Is when you put it into one keli and it overflows. So you had a box, you put in 10 matzahs, there was no more room, so you had to put the rest of the matzahs in another box. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Beis, wrote Shlomar, he's telling us over here, in this situation, he didn't bedavka want to put it into two kelim. He had no choice. He brings down in Os Lamed in the Sha'arat Siyom, he doesn't have a bigger box. He doesn't have a bigger container that can hold the 25 matzahs that he's putting in over there. And therefore, he has to put 10 in one box and 10 in another box, 15 in another box. And therefore, that's allowed. However, the Mishnah continues, if he knows that this box will not fit all the matzahs he has to put into it, and he does have a bigger utensil, a bigger box that he could put it into, that could hold the entire box of matzahs, so then there are those achronim that say, in this situation, you must put it in the larger box, because if you put it into the smaller box and then have overflow and have to put it into another box, the havikach, that's as if you intentionally put it into two boxes, which is not allowed, and therefore would not be allowed in this case. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, and he says, the two kelim over here, where we do allow it, they both have to be in the same house. That's for sure. They can't be in two separate houses. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah of Kutn Lamed Gimel, because at least they're both in the same house over here, and therefore everybody's making their dira in that house. But you can't put it into two batim, even if it overflowed. You can't say, well, we'll put one box over here and one box in the other house. And even if one person is doing this on behalf of the whole community, he is the one that bought and purchased the matzahs on behalf of everybody, you still shouldn't do this. And this is brought down in Os Lamed Aleph and Sha'arat Zion, is also coming from the Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. And therefore, that box of matzahs that you have in the city on behalf of the entire town, you should be careful, as we pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah over here passes like the Chacham Tzvi, that you should bedavka put it in one house and not in multiple houses. And as we brought down from the Shari Tshuva over here, in the name of Chacham Tzvi, it should ideally be in the largest shul over here, the most important shul in the town, and in only one shul. The Mishnah Berurah passes like the Shari Tshuva, however, we brought down in the issue footnote number 42, other poskim that disagree with this psak. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Sarech shelo yakbid shum echad mehem al eruvo im yochlenu chavero. Since this Erev Chatzeros is for everybody, if any individual is makbid that other people shouldn't eat from this Erev Chatzeros, that would ruin it over here. So therefore, you have to be very careful that nobody should be makbid that somebody else shouldn't eat from this Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Lamed Dalid, Gam came mitam de eruv shmo, because again the whole idea is it's an eruv, it mixes everybody together. Shumuravim uratzim bo, that everybody should want it and everybody should be friendly towards each other and everybody should participate in it together. Shol yimcha echa b'chaveru, one person shouldn't protest against his friend. V'yeshu tfusan nocha va'areva, and the whole purpose of an eruv chatzeres is to bring shalom in Klal Yisrael, to bring friendship and cordiality between people in Klal Yisrael, that the shutvus over here should be pleasant and beautiful. And if one person is machmir that the other person should need it, that's the opposite of what the Erev Chatzeres is supposed to accomplish, and therefore it would ruin it. The issue footnote number 43 adds, even if the person whose house it's in over here, and he doesn't have to participate in actually placing one of the matzahs in there, the fact that it's in his house, that exempts him, so to say, from having to put in a matzah, even in this situation, the Chazon Ish writes, Shetzor shlo yakpidu shlo yocham imenu. Everybody else cannot say, well, you didn't put in a matzah, you can't eat from it. That would ruin it as well. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Lamed Hey. V'hu adin kishe'echad mezach lekulam. This din applies that you can't be makbid over here, even if one person is, so to say, buying the box of matzahs on behalf of the entire town. V'hu adin kishe'echad mezach lekulam. He's buying it on behalf of everybody else. Tzorach gamkin lisratzos. He has to be willing kishe'evo v'ne'achubur alecho, that if somebody comes and wishes to eat mimenu from this box of matzahs, shelo lahakbid alem, he has to let them have a piece of this matzah if they want it. And in fact, the Mechaber says, via makbit ain't aware. If you were to be makbit in any of these situations, if one person is makbit on the other people, it loses its status of being a valid eruv chatzeres. The Chofetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masku via makbit, yalkein, im ba echod lechol es eruv eino minichol. If somebody comes to eat it and you don't let him, that retroactively nullifies the eruv chatzeres, batal eruv. But he says this is only if he comes on Erev Shabbos to eat from the Erev Chatzeros. Or, Be'eish Shechol Knias Erev, Dainu Be'eish Shmashos, or if it's during the Be'eish Shmashos. But once the Erev Chatzeros takes effect over here, and then the guy comes on Shabbos and you don't give it to him, that would not ruin it retroactively, because it already took effect. The issue footnote number 46 points out, what happens if one guy's a fresser? He really wants to eat the entire bread himself. He's going to eat the entire box of matzah. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, still, you can't stop this guy, and if you're not going to let him do this, it would ruin the Erev. Shim yakbid olav, yisbatel Erev. It would, in fact, ruin the Erev. If even though one guy wanted to eat it all, you didn't let him, so that would ruin it. And he adds, Shabofen she'erev hu l'chol b'nei ha'ir. However, when you have a very large city, you don't have to put in a matzah for every single person in the city. You get away with a certain amount of matzahs. Once you get beyond that point, then it's enough for 100,000 people, a million people. You don't need more for each individual person. In that situation, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if they only allow them to eat a grogeris' worth, that would not ruin it. In that situation, it still would work. The issue footnote number 47 brings down a mezaka pasul shchein of le'erev. If you're a mezaka on behalf of everybody else, the Chazon Ish points out, shemut lo lechol esapas b'li levakish b'mishus. You're allowed to eat everything without even asking their permission, and you can assume that they're not going to be makbid on you, because most people aren't from the city of Vardina, which the Gemara in Erevin says they were very, very miserly over there. So we can assume that in general people aren't makbid. And it appears from the Chazon Ish's words, shezuchia sashchein b'pasa erev, he's zuchia mamonis. This is a real financial acceptance over here that you're giving to them and that you're not makbid on it. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says, Lekach, therefore, tzorach lezor, one has to be very careful, shelo la'ari bedover shetiken letzorach ha-Shabbos, that you shouldn't go and make your Erev Chatzeres for something that will be used on Shabbos specifically. What does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Lamed Vav, Shari im yivakesh chaver mimenu lo yitin lo. Because if somebody were to come to ask it before Shabbos, you wouldn't give it to them because you say, hey, I need this for my Friday night meal. I can't give it to you now. And therefore, you shouldn't go and make it for something that will be used specifically for Shabbos. However, the Omnam, im po ba'atzmo b'feirush, shem yirtzeach mibnei ha'ir, sheshayochem l'erev lechu mimenu, shelo yakmid olav. But if you are making it, this is going to be my suda for Friday night. I'm going to use this bread for my lecha mishnah. But you say to yourself, if somebody were to come and ask for it, then I will give it to them. Mistabra de mutalaribo. Then this is not a technical din that it's also to go and be ma'arib with something they can use on Shabbos. The concern is that you're going to be makbid. If you specifically state that I will not be makbid, and if in fact somebody were to come, you would not be makbid, so then you could even make the Erev Chatzeres as something that you will bedavka eat on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 48 brings down that this din is written down by the Shelos Shuvus Marsham, Shurak L'chatchila. This is L'chatchila, that you shouldn't use the Erev Chatzeres over here for something that you'll eat on Shabbos, because maybe somebody will come and you won't want to give it to them. However, if you forgot, V'lo ichinu pas, and you didn't make any other breads, so b'di'evet, this would be acceptable, kivin shemistaber shegomer b'daitu shel lahakpi, because we can assume in general that if somebody were to come and ask for it, you would give it to them, therefore, b'di'evet, it would be acceptable, even if it was something that you were masakin l'tzorech HaShabbos. This concludes today's shir.